Good morning, church.
Good morning.
In our Wednesday night home group, we were talking about things that Scripture tells us to remember or forget not. For example, Hebrews 13:16 tells us to remember to do good and to communicate. 1 Corinthians 11 tells us to remember the crucifixion. Exodus 20 tells us to remember the Sabbath. Ecclesiastes 12, which we'll be coming up on, tells us to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. And there were a couple that we didn't discuss on Wednesday. One of them is Galatians chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, "Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do." And the church has a great testimony when we remember the poor. And when, as individuals, also when we remember the poor, there's a strong testimony from that. Another one that we didn't talk about is from Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." So, in summary, Scripture is telling us to remember our first love, to remember. And it's not talking about the first person that we fell in love with, but it's telling us to remember Christ, our Savior, our first love. Imagine with me for a minute, imagine a heaven without Jesus. No disease, no death, streets of gold, but no Jesus. Would you be happy there? Remember your first love. Remember when the Word became living and authoritative in your life. Remember when Jesus swept you off your feet and told you that you're His. Remember when your burden of sin was lifted. Remember when He changed your life. Let's pray. Dear Father, we are blessed, truly blessed this morning to be called your children, to be adopted into your family. God, we remember what you've done for us. We remember Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, and we thank you for him. And we thank you that you brought us out with a strong hand into fellowship with you and with the church. We thank you that you have a plan for us, and to use us and to be a light for you. And we pray, Lord, that we could worship you this morning in spirit and in truth, and we would praise and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.